Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Saturday, 14 December 2024. Sun in Ophiuchus ruled by Chiron. Planets are saying, not so much. And the planets are an almost full moon. And the almost full moon believes it is preferable to be crabby rather than conciliatory. And that it might be a superior idea to filibuster or drone on about your point, spraying supporting statistics every which way, the better to get your way, instead of being willing to defer a little here or bend a little there to make something happen. So follow their neither particularly helpful nor productive guidance at your own risk. Seriously, proceeding methodically or approaching a situation definitively will trump losing your temper and diva-ing or devoing out. And while the planets admittedly make the prospect of, say, being exceptionally clear about the bits with which you are not entirely delighted, at this juncture, voicing these thoughts unpleasantly likely will not be conducive to resolving the matter, situation, arrangement, etc. So even if you are under pressure, stressed, vexed, whipped, overworked, and underpaid, take a minute from your irritation to appreciate the elements that are working. No, this isn't a motivational advert, just a friendly reminder that concentrating your efforts on moving something doing its best impersonation of a truckload of concrete isn't necessarily the most efficient deployment of your energy. Chiefly affected, everyone, and if you were born on this day, sure, you might want to tell someone how you feel about their contribution to a relationship or what they can do with their job, etc. However, since their reaction, what? How dare you? See ya? Could engender hitherto unanticipated life changes on your end. You should probably figure out your bottom line and whether there is, with any luck, an acceptable compromise prior to issuing any ultimatums.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.